We spoke before about a living Torah. I think we also need to speak about another aspect here, beyond Torah's Chaim, and that is Torah's Emes, truthful Torah. We are told, Moshe Emes v'Torosai Emes. What means Emes? Chasama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem signs with the words Emes. What does that mean? To study Torah without distorting Torah. Many times, if a person does not have a Rebbe, then a lot of what he learns can become distorted. Because we learned Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, Umasarali Yeshul, Yeshua Zakenim. Torah is passed over generation to generation from Moshe. That means the truth of the Torah that Moshe had has to be the truth of the Torah that we have. We have to understand the truth in Torah today like Moshe understood the Torah. When we don't do that, we come to Chilul Hashem because we're not living Torah the way it's meant to be. Then people say, oh, look at that fella. He studies Torah and look how he behaves. It gives a very, very bad impression about Torah. When one learns Torah, there's a tremendous responsibility that comes along with that. He has to behave in a way that's befitting for someone that studies Torah. What happens is many times that conveniently we could use phrases of Torah to justify what we would want to do, although it may not be what Hashem wants us to do. For instance, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Everybody knows the principle that Talmud Torah is the most important thing. But does that mean that therefore I have a license to do whatever I want? No. Now, how do I know how to apply Talmud Torah keneged kulam in my daily life? For that you need a Rebbe. We're going to learn that also in Avos. Asei lecha rav, appoint for yourself a Rebbe. This way you could avoid doubt. Many times when a person is supposed to be more stringent, sometimes he's more lax. And he says that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants truth in Torah. Truth in Torah means when the Torah requires a strict adherence, then that's what I do. When the Torah does not require a strict adherence, then that's what I do. To be truthful, that's a very hard principle to come by in a world of untruth. That is one of the greatest challenges that we have. How do you live a Torah life truthfully when you are surrounded in a world of untruth? So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. It says, Sheker ein la raglayim, untruth has no feet. And the Torah tells us clearly, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, that you should distance yourself from any kind of words that are untruthful. All over the Torah, it talks about truth. We finish saying Kriya Shema. We end Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We daven Shemoneh Esrei, just to give a couple examples. In one of the blessings, it says, V'sein Socha Tov, and give a proper reward L'chol Abotchem B'Shemcha, to all those that trust you, Be'emes, with truth. A lot of people can say, I trust Hashem. Sure you trust Hashem, till you test it. But what means Botchem Be'emes? Botchem means I trust Hashem in all circumstances. Even when it's difficult for me, I still maintain my truthfulness. Many times we're challenged in our livelihoods. And it's very, very easy when one has to support a family to compromise on a high level of integrity. In Shemoneh Esrei we say, V'chol HaChayim, and all the living people, Yadu Chasela, will praise you, will thank you. V'halalu Eshimcha Be'emes. Even when it comes to praising Hashem, Hashem says, don't just say words. Even when you're praising me, say Be'emes means mean what you're saying. Hashem doesn't need our flattery. We can't flatter Him. We can't tell Him how great He is. He knows Himself how great He is. We have to feel how great He is. If His name is Emes, then to be on Hashem's side, we also have to be Emes. We can't be dishonest and call ourselves a child of Hashem. It's a smack of indignation. It's an insult to Hashem's name when his child does not conduct himself in a truthful fashion.